forward. And as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's table, I want to very, very quickly read to you some words from the Apostle Paul. Paul says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." You know, the Bible teaches that there's no greater love than a man be willing to lay down his life for his friends. And as we're just kind of emerging from the 4th of July holiday, no doubt many of us were thinking about that, sort of enjoying the freedom that we have in the United States of America. But we also recognize that freedom isn't free. Someone paid the price to give us these wonderful freedoms that we have today. Had that blood not been spilled, we would be no doubt living under some form of totalitarianism, unable to speak freely and worship freely as we are this morning. It's a wonderful privilege, but someone paid the price. And it's, of course, the ultimate example of that is Jesus. Think of the freedoms that we have in Christ. Eternal security, the assurance of salvation, the indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit, the fact that all of our sins, past, present, and future, have been atoned for or paid for. And it's astounding what we have. And yet, at the same time, spiritual freedom isn't free. Jesus paid the price. And so that's what we're to think about as we partake of the elements together. These elements are not designed for the non-Christian. They're designed only for the believer, to enhance the believer's worship experience by reminding us of the price that was paid for our salvation. Freedom isn't free. Jesus paid the price. The bread, of course, would represent his body, which bore the wrath of a holy God in our place. The cup would represent his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. So at this time, we will distribute the bread. Thank you. Remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Having that sin debt erased between us and God, as wonderful as it is, was a bloody ritual that Jesus himself endured on our behalf. Had he not endured the ordeal of the cross, and it was an ordeal, salvation would be an impossibility for the human race. And so that's what we're to contemplate, think about, as we take the cup this morning in remembrance of his blood. At this time, we'll distribute the cup. And remembering the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we're overwhelmed at what we have because of sacrifice. Certainly that's true here in the United States. But pushing the analogy further, it's certainly true related to our relationship with you. Something that would be impossible had it not been for the shed blood of Christ, your Son. We leave here today with great gratitude in our hearts, knowing what you have done to gain for us so great a salvation. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We lift these things up to you in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen.